Finally, some better weather, but still a while before harvest can catch up. Hello, everyone. Welcome with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been real variable. You might go 3 miles and be 3 inches difference in rain in just one day, but probably somewhere between 8 and 12 inches on all of our cropland the last 10 days.
Lincoln County UT Extension Director David Qualls talking about the excessive rainfall over the past couple of weeks for grain farmers in his area. Now it's a waiting game as corn producers are trying to get back in their fields to harvest what was thought to be a bumper crop.
The ones that's been trying to harvest the last couple of weeks have found it to be too wet to harvest, and the ones putting it in storage had to dry it quite a bit. And they're waiting for it to dry down when all this rain came in, and then we've had, 10 days or 2 weeks of rain, and reports of it sprouting in the ear, and in a lot of fields that they're just not going to be able to get into for a good while.
In West Tennessee, not as much rain, but still enough to hold back harvest. Richard Bunton is the extension director in Crockett County.
As the corn is set there in the field, it's absorbed moisture from all the rain that we've gotten, and we've had it to actually the kernels to start sprouting on the ears, which, of course, the grainers don't like that. And also where we like to harvest corn somewhere in the 15-16% moisture range, we've got corn that's gone back up to as much as 40% moisture now.
Richard Bunton says, like other areas, farmers are desperately trying to get back in their cornfields to finish harvest where they can get started on soybeans and cotton.
We were late getting basically all of our crops planted, and so we had some late maturity issues. Now with the cooler than normal August and September that we've had, we didn't get the heat units to mature the crops on out, so we're running late on this end also.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.